Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Aviana. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm doing a follow-up call because I called to cancel this subscription.
Okay. Can I have
go ahead.
Can I have a zip code?
Yes, 19701.
So, could you give me that zip code again? 19731?
No, 19701.
Could you spell that last name for me?
Say it again, please.
Could you spell that last name?
Bellamy.
Okay. I see an account here matching your name. Could you verify your address for me?
Yes, 514 Victoria Drive, Bear, Delaware, 19701.
All right, give me 1 second. Let the account load. So there was a purchase. It looks like you entered into a contest to win an iPhone, iPad, a vacuum cleaner, or a mixer. Okay. Are you still there, sir?
Yes.
So do you remember ordering those products?
It was an account. I see my card was, I called the other day to cancel this, whatever this is, the way it came across. And I see my, I've still charged $59.86, something like that, or $59.89 for this. And I called in. I also got a reference number, too, that I called to cancel this.
All right, so I can double check and see if it's canceled. Give me 1 second. Do you remember when you called in?
Probably, let me see, Tuesday morning.
Okay, so yes, sir, your account is canceled.
Okay, because I saw that they still charge my debit card.
Yes, sir, so it's just canceled. They didn't process a refund. They only canceled the account. But I can go ahead and process the refund for you since you did call in the next day. You should see that back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that was the whole purpose. I mean, you know, this, I mean, I don't know what this really is, but the way this came across, I'm taking a survey for Home Depot, but yet it was nothing about that. It's a tricky way how this came about. See, I go to Home Depot a lot, so I'm thinking I'm doing a survey for Home Depot.
Yes, sir. Well, I do apologize about that. I got everything canceled. I got that refund process. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, well, what is this?
So, basically, it's a contest that you enter into. You have to pay shipping and handling for the product. If you win the item, you'll receive it within 3 to 5 business days. If not, they just keep the money that you had for shipping and handling and keep enrolling you in the contest.
Oh, yeah, that's but what kind of company is this? For what?
Multiple companies do host the survey as well. So we have Walmart, Costco, Home Depot, Lowe's, Verizon. We have a lot of different clients that host the contest.
But what is this subscription for?
It's to the Consumer Buyers Club.
And why was something a charge $59.80? What is that for?
So the $59.89 was for the subscription. You have to pay the subscription in order to be entered into the contest.
Right. So you hit. So you're doing a survey, and then you hit submit. Now, this goes, you just brought something you don't know nothing about because you think you're doing a survey for a company that you visit that store a lot.
Yes, sir. And then they'll just send you an email, ask you to fill it out, and then it goes from there.
Right, I don't, I don't know what's this. And so, like you said, I seen that my car was charged for some kind of subscription. I still don't know what subscription it is for.
All right. So is there anything else I can do for you, sir?
No, that's it. I'm just wanting to make sure I'm just reimbursed, you know, and whatever this is.
I do understand.
Uh-huh. Okay. I appreciate your time, though.
You're welcome. Just don't forget you'll see that refund within 3 to 5 business days, and your account is canceled as well.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay. Bye-bye.